With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a wave of exploding pagers hit Lebanon and Syria, affecting many Hezbollah militants.
Hundreds of handheld pagers exploded almost simultaneously across Lebanon and in parts of Syria. Lebanon's health minister says 8 people were killed and 2,750 were wounded. Members of the militant group Hezbollah and the Iranian ambassador were among those injured. Hezbollah officials pointed the finger at Israel in what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. The Associated Press reached out to the Israeli military, which declined to comment. The incident comes at a time of heightened tensions between Lebanon and Israel. Hezbollah and Israeli forces have been clashing near daily for more than 11 months against the backdrop of the war between Israel and Hezbollah ally Hamas in Gaza.
That's correspondent Marissa Duhaney reporting. It was a new brand of pager used by militant groups. The House takes a major step forward tomorrow on a bill that would guarantee access to AM radio in all new cars. Bob Agnew reports.
The House will hold a markup hearing on several pieces of legislation, including the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024. It would force manufacturers to install as standard equipment in all new vehicles devices that can access AM broadcast stations. Some car makers want to phase out AM radio, saying there's less demand for it from young drivers. But the bill enjoys bipartisan support, many lawmakers recognizing that AM radio is an essential communications tool during emergencies and for decades has been a major source of news and entertainment for millions of drivers. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. military has moved about 130 soldiers along with mobile rocket launchers to a desolate island in Alaska amid a recent increase in Russian military planes and vessels approaching the state. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes stock.
The well-respected polling organization is analyzing 20 years of surveys and is painting a picture of an America that is changing fast. Pew says the country is a lot less religious than it was two decades ago, with more than one quarter of the population having abandoned faith altogether. Strong majorities of Americans now support gay marriage and want marijuana legalized. They also don't trust the country's institutions or either political party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's Civil War era ban on nearly all abortions is officially repealed. The repeal, approved by state lawmakers and signed by the Democratic governor, took effect over the weekend. The effort followed a decision in April by the state Supreme Court to clear the way for the state to enforce the long-dormant 1864 law, which criminalized all abortions except when a woman's life was at risk. This is SRN News. A Florida sheriff is fed up with a spate of false school shooting threats.
So Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachie High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott reporting.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation to protect Hollywood actors and performers against unauthorized use of artificial intelligence, such as creating their digital clones without their consent. Studios have increasingly used AI to create digital clones of performers. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.